You're listening to the audio production of Angels, True Stories by Robert J. Morgan, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Maurice England.
Introduction. All day, all night. When my friend Richard Hendricks was 10 years old, he lived in the small coal mining town of Carbon Hill, Alabama. The Hendricks home sat on the edge of a forest and had a spanning porch where his mother and grandmother worked, peeling apples or snapping beans. Richard loved to play with his friends in the nearby woods, especially around a large overturned pine tree. One day, as the family sat on the porch, a stranger approached. Since Carbon Hill was a small town, everyone knew the neighbors. The man, however, was unknown to them. He displayed Native American features and was toting a rifle. He asked if he could walk around and hunt snakes. Mama ordinarily would have told him to come back when Dad was home, Richard told me. But for some reason, she gave him permission. It seemed as though he belonged there. We felt safe in his presence. The stranger walked straight down to the fallen pine tree, as though he knew where he was going. It was a distance away, out of sight from the house, and no one had mentioned the spot to him. But a few moments later, the air cracked with rifle shots. Shortly, the stranger reappeared with three large rattlesnakes. The largest had 20 rattlers. He had shot them where the children would soon have been playing. The man turned and walked back down the road and was never seen again. "We asked about him," said Richard, "but nobody knew him, and nobody in the neighborhood saw him come or go. If any of us had been bitten by one of the snakes, we wouldn't have survived long enough to get to the hospital 20 miles away. I've always wondered if it was a coincidence or if we saw an angel without realizing it. I might not be alive today if not for this mysterious stranger showing up unannounced at our house that summer day in 1960. Coincidence? Mysterious stranger? Or angel? My files are bulging with stories like this, and many of them appear for the first time in print in this book. Some of these mysterious strangers are undoubtedly ordinary humans who showed up at just the right time in the providence of God. But I believe that others are angels, for the Bible speaks openly of their reality and activity in our world. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2 says, "Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it." This book represents a long-term effort on my part to understand the subject of angels and the teachings of the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?